We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Kirsty Simpson is a dancer who has been described as one of the legends of British dance. The New York Times said of her, she is justly celebrated in Britain for exquisite, sensuous dancing that seems to come from some simple force of nature. Today she's on the faculty of the dance department of the University of Illinois, and she is the concert director for the upcoming November Dance SFX. The performances will showcase the versatility of dance here at Illinois. And she's with me in the studio this afternoon to tell us more. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good. Well, one of the pieces on the program is described as a celebration of hip-hop. Would you tell us about it?
Oh, yes. Well, this has come out of a guest artist that was here this semester called Millicent Johnny, and she's a wonderful woman and teacher. And she originally came in to do a collaboration between the dance and the theatre departments, and they created a piece called The Hip Hop Project that was showed at the Kranich Centre in October. I think it was two weekends. So while she was doing that, Jan Eckhart asked her if she could take some of the dancing that was in that project and create a little piece for the November dance concert. And this is what she's done.
Yeah. Now, will this dance involve the spoken word?
I don't think so. I don't think they're using that in this particular dance. It's quite nice, though. There are students from the dance community, and then there are a couple of guys from outside of the university, I believe, or at least in other departments that are participating. So that's very nice.
Yes. Well, we spoke of the collaborative effort here a little bit between someone coming in to the Department of Theater for a performance and how that worked out for this particular performance or performances that are coming up next week. What would you like to say about the collaborations in November Dance SFX between faculty and students?
Okay. Well, we have two main stage concerts every year. That's in November and February. And mostly it's always been faculty pieces, faculty or guest artists that come in. And actually this year we've been talking a lot about student agency in the department and how to get the students to really engage fully in their own education, take more responsibility. And we thought it would be very nice to invite, and these are actually grad students, there are three grad students that are doing pieces for this performance, and we thought it would be a fantastic thing to have them join us and to present their own work alongside ours. So that's what's going on.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about how many pieces are on the program altogether.
I believe there are six pieces, and it's very nice. It's a very diverse program. So there's a tap piece, which one of the grad students is doing. It's a trio, and she's created a trio that I think it begins the program. And it's a very nice, she's a wonderful tapper, and she's joined by two of the younger students, and they're doing a trio at the beginning. And then another grad student is doing a solo, which she herself is dancing. And Nick Duran is another grad student that's doing a group piece. So those are the three students doing pieces. Then there's Millicent's hip-hop piece. So we've got tap and hip-hop and modern dance and everything in between. And then two of the faculty are doing pieces. One is very nice because it's for the senior group of students. And it's actually a wonderful thing. So in their last year at the university, they get to work together and make a piece together, which they perform together, which I think is a wonderful thing at the end of their training. So she's doing that group piece. And then one of the other faculty members making a solo for an alum. So he's the guest artist that's coming back to do that solo.
Yeah. So the pieces that dance students create while they're in school, what happens to them?
Well, I know some of them, for instance, some of these ones could be chosen to be taken to the ACDFA it's like a big conference that happens once a year. So they might be taken to be performed there. To be honest with you, with dance, it's the most extraordinary thing because most of the time we create dances and then they disappear.
Yeah.
And that's something about our art form which I think is extraordinary because you're working with things that appear and disappear all the time. And I think it's actually an amazing thing to work like that, especially in this age where everything has to be preserved and, you know.
So that doesn't bother you?
No, I love it. I mean, you know, nowadays they do videos of the works and all of that to preserve them. But to be quite honest with you, you can never capture dance on a video, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
Because dance and probably, you know, live theatre, what it does is it enlivens the atmosphere. You know what I mean? There's a lot that's being transmitted in the atmosphere of what's occurring. And on video, of course, you can't get that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some videos work if the dance is very, very much to do with patterns of moving and so on, then you capture that, but you still don't get what the live experience. So,
well, improvisation has to play a very important role in dance.
Yes, that's what I teach. That's what I've done. I've actually done that for almost 30 years now.
Hmm.
So I've since I started doing improvisation, I realized I am an improviser, and I actually haven't done any set steps or material since I've.
How do you teach improvisation?
Oh, someone asked me that question the other day. It's very, very hard to describe because, of course, I'm always involved in the classes, so I participate in the classes as an example. But I don't want the students to copy me, right? Because that's not improvisation. So I have to create an atmosphere that's conducive where they feel they can trust. You know, so that they can start to explore their own responses and their own voices, I mean, physically, and actually be able to come out with their own material themselves, which takes, you know, it does take trust to be able to do that, you know, especially this world where you're always judged on what you do and all of this. So there's a lot of fear of just in taking those kind of risks. So one of the things that I definitely do is I create an atmosphere of trust and a lot of play. We do a lot of play together. And I also actually, I always talk with the students. I talk with them a lot, like at the beginning of classes, the end of classes. I'm very interested in what they have to say. You know, I mean, I'm 50 now. I don't know anything about the younger generations, and I think it's important to find out and to learn from them as well as them learning from me.
What kinds of questions do you pose to them?
Well, actually, interestingly enough, I ask them a lot about life, and I ask them a lot about, you know, how they're dealing with things these days with the... I mean, it doesn't seem to be a very positive time for young students coming in, just in terms of the world situation and the things like climate change and all these things. And I'm very interested in how students are dealing, how young people are dealing with this situation now. I mean, when I was at college, there was this sense that there was just enormous potential. You know what I mean? There was no such thing as climate change or any of this stuff. And I feel like it's a very different world for them now. And it's important they talk, I think, so that they don't just stay behind a wall of fear. And I think that moving and dancing can be a very helpful thing in actually finding a different kind of basis of trust in yourself from which you can move into the world. So, I think dance is often misunderstood. I think when people come to see dance, they come thinking they have to understand it in a certain kind of way, and they're always looking for stories or narrative or something that they can understand instead of just allowing themselves to be taken into a different kind of experience. And I encourage people to just go and just open themselves up and see what they, you know, see what arises in themselves in response to what they see, not be always trying to understand it and figure it out. Because I think when you watch movement, your body is actually, you know, there is something that's being transmitted. And you'll find that you might suddenly find you're kind of moving a little bit with with what you're seeing and stuff. And I just think people aren't used to going into experience in it, you know, in that different kind of way. But again, I think it can be very useful. I mean, I think at this time, right, with this future that's so uncertain, we're going to be asked to go into very different, look for different solutions, look for different ways of dealing with things. And I think to be taken into different experiences, to allow yourself to go into things that you don't necessarily know so much about, is a very important thing now. So.
Yeah. It's interesting, when I've gone to dance performances, when I come out, I feel different.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, even though I haven't been moving, I feel like I have moved.
Yes, 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 yes. And I think that's the transmission, you know, I think they've done all kinds of tests like that, actually, about what's happening actually to your muscles as you watch people moving. And your muscles are actually, they engage. It's very interesting. So I think that's probably why you feel like that.
November Dance SFX is coming up next week. The concert performances are November 12th, 13th, and 14th. They will showcase the work of faculty and students. SFX stands for Student Faculty Exchange. The performances are set for 7:30 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana, November 12th, 13th, and 14th. And on the evening of the 13th, there will be a pre-performance talk in the Krannert Room at 6:30. And there's an additional ticket for that, but that gets you a dessert and a beverage and a nicer understanding of what you're about to see. Yes. Do you know what's planned or what will happen in this conversation?
I don't exactly know. I believe that Jan Eckert, who's the head of the dance department, will be speaking with people. And I'm not sure what exactly will happen, but I think there'll just be a chance to maybe speak about some of the pieces that are going to be shown and just to help give people some kind of reference as they go in to watch the evening. Mm-hmm. But I really encourage people to just go with a very open mind and, you know, just see how they feel, like you said, after that when they come out.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. It's been lovely talking with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My guest in this portion of the program has been Kirsty Simpson. She's a dancer who's been described as one of the legends of British dance. She is now here at the University of Illinois in the Department of Dance. She joined the faculty about a year ago now.
Yeah.
And don't forget the concert performances November 12th, 13th, and 14th, November Dance SFX at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts.